It's time for another edition of The Good Stuff on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you. Glad to share some of our good stuff, and hopefully you'll think it's good stuff as well. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, or by appointment. More than 25 vendors offering a huge selection of antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles. And I'll tell you, the inventory changes almost daily in there. Some great stuff. We were there just the other day, and they've got a great lineup of things for you to stop and take a look at Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish.
All aspects of agriculture are covered, Mike, in Tri-State Livestock News. That's right. Information on grains, forages, sheep, hogs, dairy cattle, new and used farm and ranch equipment, and upcoming ag-related events are all part of the comprehensive weekly coverage provided by Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
I have a story in here called The Message, and not all that long, but I thought I'd share that with you here. A stranger came by the other day with an offer that set me to thinking. He wanted to buy the old barn that sits out by the highway. I told him right off that he's crazy. He was a city type. You could tell by his clothes, his car, his hands, and the way he talked. He said that he was driving by and saw that beautiful barn sitting out in the tall grass and wanted to know if it was for sale. I told him that he had a funny idea of beauty. Sure, it was a handsome building in its day, but then there's been a lot of winters pass with their snow and ice and howling winds. The summer suns beat down on that old barn till all the paint's gone, and the wood has turned silver gray. Now the old building leans a good deal, looking kind of tired, yet that fellow called it beautiful. That set me to thinking. I walked out to the field and just stood there, gazing at that old barn. The stranger said he planned to use the lumber to line the walls of his den in a new country home that he's building down the road. He said you couldn't get the paint that beautiful. Only years of standing in the weather, bearing the storms and scorching sun, only can produce that beautiful barn wood. It came to me then. We're a lot alike, you and I. Only it's on the inside that the beauty grows with us. Sure, we turn silver gray too, and lean a bit more than we did when we were young and full of sap. But the good Lord knows what he's doing. And as the years pass, he's busy using the hard wealth of our lives, the dry spells and the stormy seasons, to do a job of beautifying our souls that nothing else can produce. And to think how often folks holler because they want life easy. They took the old barn down today and hauled it away to beautify a rich man's house. And I reckon someday you and I'll be hauled off to heaven to take on whatever chores the good Lord has for us on the Great Sky Ranch. And I suspect that we'll be more beautiful then for the seasons we've been through here, and just maybe even add a bit of beauty to our Father's house. May there be peace within you today. May you trust God that you are exactly where you are meant to be. I believe that friends are quiet angels who lift us to our feet when our wings have trouble remembering how to fly. I don't know the author on that. I wish I did, but it's called The Old Barn.
Mike, I have something from Larry Lindstrom, and he sent this to Jim Thompson a few years ago. This student got a 0 on an exam, and I'm going to give you the questions, and I'm going to give you his reply, and let's see what you think about it after we're done, okay?
Okay.
All right. First question on the exam. In which battle did Napoleon die? The student replied, his last battle.
Well, that would be right, but he didn't die in a battle, did he?
Oh, don't get that technical, please. What are you doing?
I got to go back to history.
I'm just reading
now.
The lines, okay?
Okay?
Okay, question two. Where was the Declaration of Independence signed?
At the bottom.
That's right. That's what he said. Okay. The next question, what is the main reason for divorce?
Marriage.
Did you take the same exam?
I did not.
What's the main reason for failure?
Trying.
Exams.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So that was his reply. What can you never eat for breakfast?
Lunch.
And dinner.
And dinner. Okay.
That was his response as well. What looks like half an apple?
The other half.
And a few more questions. If you throw a red stone into the blue sea, what will it become?
I give up. I don't know.
It'll be what?
Oh, okay.
How can a man go 8 days without sleeping?
I don't know that either.
Well, it's not a problem. He sleeps at night.
Okay.
Okay. I've got some more of these. We'll do it next time on the good stuff.